It's Tess Lucy with you until 12, and in the studio this morning, I welcome back Louise Evans. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, yeah, just about recovered from, recovering from PPP.
I know it's a few weeks ago now, but you were here, you were there, you were on stage, you were everywhere.
Yeah, I have to say, running a festival and having a small baby, I don't think I'd quite anticipated how tired I would be afterwards.
So give us a quick roundup of how you feel this year's PPP 2016 went.
Oh, I think it was just brilliant. I think what we noticed this year is actually a much higher percentage of our ticket sales actually were local families, which is what we've been pushing for. The event has been slowly evolving into this family-friendly and community event. And it was just really obvious this year that sort of change mm-hmm. had significantly swung from a young adult event to a family festival, which was fantastic. It was just families everywhere, and I think that we've really pleased, because that was our aim really.
Yes.
and that definitely was achieved. I just felt it when everybody seemed to enjoy it. We had so much positive feedback. The layout, we've tried various different layouts mm-hmm. in the fields, and this year we used the same layout as last year, and I think it just because it worked. I think, you know, well, it's our eighth festival, we kind mm-hmm. of know what we need and yeah. how it works, and I think we've really hit the nail on the head in terms of layout. It just seemed to flow nicely. It had a really nice layout and nice
well atmosphere. if it works, why change it?
Well, precisely, it's exactly what we thought last year. So I was thrilled with it, to be honest.
And how did baby Patrick enjoy it?
I don't think he knew what was going on, bless him. He's very confused. No he loved it. I took him on stage at the end, and he had his little ear defenders on.
Yes.
And his big eyes, these huge eyes, as if to say, "Where am I, Mummy?"
Wow.
Bless him. I have to say, 5.5 months, first festival, I think it's a big achievement for him.
Definitely. How many children can say they went to their first festival at 5 months old? And many more to come as well.
Well, yeah.
So it's over for this year.
Yeah.
When do you start planning for next year?
Well, we try and we've got a meeting scheduled for the end of the month. So we tend to have a debrief, so to speak, while it's fresh in your mind. We
yep.
talk about what we think is successful and what we think we could have improved and everything like that. And then we kind of pause it until the new year.
Right.
So we then have a couple of months where we don't have to think about PPP. But come February, at least, we have to start really getting the ball rolling, because, you know, then it just speeds up, and before you know it, you're in August. So yeah, not
yes.
very long.
No, 6 months soon goes, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So, but you're not sitting idle. It's not just Party for Patrick. Do you actually fundraise and support other charities
yeah,
as well?
Absolutely.
For example, CRY. Could you tell us about that, please?
Well, why we were inspired to support CRY was tragically in 2014, a young man who was running for us tragically died from a heart condition.
Oh.
And another, you know, young life lost, and mm. and our charity obviously already feels very strongly about that with Patrick.
Yes.
And we thought, right, well, we need to again, we believe in turning something tragic into something positive, so we were like, right, we need to use this to fundraise, to raise awareness of cardiac failure, particularly in mm-hmm. the young.
Yeah.
And CRY is an amazing charity that want to raise awareness of young adults who have sudden death due to heart failure, and also they work with bereavement to do with families and who have lost somebody due mm-hmm. to cardiac arrest, and they're a local charity as well, which is also quite important to us. So yeah, that's where it started from, and we've already supported one day. We funded a day in London heart screening, but obviously to us, most of our supporters are local, and we thought, well, paying for a heart screening day in London is not really quite mm-hmm. what we're about.
Yeah.
So we are we've spoken to them, and we're working with CRY to have a screening day in Reigate
mm-hmm.
to help to raise awareness of undetected heart problems.
So we do tend to think of heart failure in those of maybe an older age. I hate to use the word elderly, but an older age, yeah, or maybe even those who smoke. Why should young people be tested?
Well, scary, very scary to statistic. 12 young people die every week of undiagnosed heart conditions. It's absolutely terrifying. And those are not necessarily athletes. They're not necessarily, or they're not necessarily those who smoke or are unhealthy. It's just undiagnosed heart conditions. And I think CRI are all about decreasing that statistic. Yes. And I think it's just fantastic. So, and also they're very much about encouraging young people to take better care of themselves and their heart, because, and making people aware that this condition, undiagnosed heart conditions, are an issue. So I just think we're all about getting those. So between the ages of, when we say young people, between the ages of 14 and 35, that's what they count as young, so to speak.
Even 14 is quite young though.
Exactly. So it's absolutely terrifying. So we're on a mission to support CRI to reduce that statistic of 12. So that's what we're working with them to do.
So are these mainly inherited conditions?
No, just completely
just
random. It's completely random. Some you could say inherited, and I think I might be wrong here, but I think if there is some kind of heart issue in your family, the hospitals and stuff are more likely to check you out. So CRI are not working with it, so to speak, with those kind of people. It's more random people, like say myself, who doesn't have a history of it. But equally, I should go and have my heart tested, and anyone else I would suggest. I just think to raise awareness of it.
Indeed. I mean, it's brought it to my attention now. I mean, I'm over 35, but
people don't realise.
Sometimes it's not until you have an illness or even an accident that you find these things out.
And, I just think, as my family know all too well, that the loss of a young life is such a waste. And if there's anything we can do to prevent it, why wouldn't we do that? Why wouldn't you have the screening test so that you can raise awareness and maybe do something about it?
So the Patrick Evans Foundation, you're funding this screening day coming up shortly. When and where, please?
It's on September the 25th, and it's at the Old Rygatians Rugby Club in Reigate. So really local. So that's exactly what we wanted, because a lot of our funds have been raised by local people. So we said to CRI, right, we want to fund a day, but we want it to be in our local area. So we spoke to Old Rygatians are hosting it, which is fantastic. It's going to be on the 25th of September.
So this weekend coming, or is it next weekend?
Yeah, I think it's not this weekend. This weekend.
Next weekend. I've lost track of the day. Know the day.
I don't know my name at times.
I know that feeling. It's not this weekend, the next weekend. Yeah, so a week on Sunday, the 25th. And you say it's in Reigate. What time is it?
Right, it completely depends. You have to sign up for a slot.
Right, okie doke.
So across the day. I think the first slot was something like 9 o'clock, and I think it's through till 5. So, and I think from memory, slots are about 20 minutes. It's very, very uninvasive check, if you see what I mean. I think it's an ECG. I think it involves some wires, and it's very simple, very painless, and I think it's about 20 minutes. So you book your slot, basically. Right. Throughout that day.
And how do we go about doing that?
Right, well, you go to a website which is called Test My Heart. So it's all one word, all one word, it's three words all together with no spaces. testmyheart.org. And then you need to click on private screenings, because we are funding it.
Yeah,
it's a private screening.
Right.
And then you need a password, anyone can have it. It's PEF 2016, which is obviously the Patrick Evans Foundation 2016. So it's testmyheart.org, find private screenings, which if you're on a computer, it's up to the top right. If you're on your phone, you scroll through the options, private screenings. And then you find the 25th of September, Old Rygatians, the option. Click on it, password PEF 2016. Then you'll get various options of times. Now, we are this has been really popular, which is fantastic. So there's limited times left. So you go and you choose. For instance, when I looked the other day, there was quite a lot of times late morning. I think between 10 and 12, there's quite a few options still you could click on. Click on it. I think you have to fill in some details. And then, yeah, and then I think they email you with some information and you rock up on the day and there you go.
And just remind us who can qualify for this.
It's between 14 and 35. That's their bracket of what qualifies as young. It's between 14 and 35. And it doesn't cost anything because we've paid for it. So all that fundraising that people do for us, all the money that was raised at P4P when you were there, Tess, raising money for us, all that money, we've then used that to enable this to be free for local people. So,
and can you give a donation?
Absolutely. I'm sure you can either donate on the day to CRY, which is obviously fantastic, or you can go on our website and donate to us and we can use it towards something else. I'm sure they, on the day though, they will have pots and collecting things. So yeah, and donations, because obviously we, and if you donate to us, we can use it to fund another project.
And I take it the under 18s have to be accompanied by an adult, I should think.
Yeah, I assume. Yeah. And I think, yes, I assume you, because of the technique, I think you have to be in the room with them as well, I think. I'm not entirely sure, so it's worth checking that on the website. I'm sure they've got all their terms and conditions and whatnot on the Test My Heart website.
And this is all funded through Party for Patrick, your main event of the year, and it funds this and other charities as well.
Yeah, well, what's fantastic is because it's such a big fundraiser, we are able to do lots of different things. So we can pay for this screening day, but we're also hoping to work with the Children's Trust and work with children with difficulties who are part of the Children's Trust.
Yeah.
We're hoping to fund a defibrillator. I cannot say that.
I know.
I knew it.
I've lots of words like that.
I'm going to be on air and I'm going to say it wrong. We're going to fund a defibrillator, possibly two in the local area. I think Nutfield and Reigate's plan.
Yes.
And we've done a lot of work with prostate. We've bought in the past. We brought to support fight for prostate cancer.
Yes.
So using those funds, we don't just take all of the P4P funds and say, right, this is for this, this is to do this or this is to do that. We kind of split it and support lots of different things, because I think that's what we're about. Very open-minded type of charity.
Can I be really cheeky and ask, do you know how much you raised from P4P this year?
Do you know what? Someone else asked me that. It's very difficult still. We don't officially know because we're still tallying it up, as you can imagine, with all the costs. Profit-wise, we're looking at, it's looking, touch wood, I don't want to, because we're really worried some kind of massive cost for something will come in, but it's looking like we're raising towards 10,000. Yeah, which is great.
Wow.
Between, so we aim for, you get between 5 and 10 as approximately, but we're looking like, touch wood, but if a few bits, we're still getting some money in from bits and pieces and tallying it all up. But
that's brilliant.
It's brilliant,
isn't it? Well done.
It's fantastic. So, yeah, big achievement.
Well, Louise, thank you very much for coming into the studio today. It's been lovely to see you again and to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck with everything. And we hope to catch up again soon.
I'm sure I'll be back.
I'm sure you will. Louise Evans from the Patrick Evans Foundation. And just to remind you, CRY, Cardiac Risk in the Young, the Old Reigation Centre. Is it? Sorry, what was it again? Old Reigation?
The Old Reigation's Rugby Club.
Rugby Club, that's the one. Yes, thank you. On Sunday, the 25th of September, if you're between the ages of 14 and 35, please do check it out. I'm Tess Lucy. This is Susie Radio.